You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The French, for instance, love the cock.
You're tuned into The Wire.
Alcohol use in New Zealand causes a broad spectrum of issues. Recently, a huge win has been attained by those with FASD, with an advisory being created and a culturally appropriate definition of what FASD is being established. Today I spoke to Sam McBride from Alcohol Action New Zealand about FASD and other alcohol-related issues prevalent in New Zealand. I started by asking him what FASD is and why it is an issue.
Fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, it's a condition that's associated with exposure to alcohol in utero, so exposure to alcohol when mums have been have drunk during pregnancy. And it's a lifelong condition which varies in severity, but it's associated with things like low birth weight. It can be associated with facial features at the severe end, sometimes heart defects, but more importantly, kind of a range of behavioural and intellectual problems that can be quite difficult to identify.
How can we prevent FASD from affecting more people?
Oh, look, so I think, you know, the most important thing people can do is to be aware of it and you know, not to drink when people are becoming pregnant or might be in a situation in which they could become pregnant. However, I think we've got to think more broadly, you know, not just about women, but actually about population-based strategies to reduce alcohol in New Zealand, because at the moment, alcohol is normalised in New Zealand and many of the risks, you know, people aren't particularly aware of. So we need to think about things like reducing the affordability of alcohol. At the moment, you know, it's remarkably cheap given the harm it causes. We've got to reduce the availability of alcohol. So again, it's not so present and normalised in our society. And we need to stop advertising and marketing alcohol. I think it's difficult for, you know, often young people in particular to think of how they can, you know, lead a life without alcohol when we're marketing it so prominently.
Are there any legislative changes that need to be made here in Aotearoa that could reduce the number of people affected by FASD?
Yeah, so I think, you know, it really comes back to those three strategies before, which are affordability, availability and advertising and marketing. And unfortunately, you know, successive governments have ignored the big hitting interventions to reduce alcohol-related harm, including FASD. So these were interventions that were recommended by the Law Commission back in 2010, and repeatedly governments have ignored them. We had the Mental Health and Addiction Inquiry, which similarly said we should be restricting the availability of alcohol and increasing, reducing the affordability, stopping marketing it to children. And again, that was largely ignored by the Labor government. So unfortunately, we've had repeated governments who haven't acted on this.
Yeah, I noticed that Chloe Swarbrick's alcohol reduction bill was put down a couple of weeks ago, actually.
Yeah, that's right. And we're still not clear what the current government is planning in this space. Oh, look, it would be great to see it from all political parties. It's something that people seem to struggle to want to talk about. And at a time when, you know, particularly when our health system is under such strain, we need to be thinking of preventative measures to reduce, you know, harms from alcohol.
I noticed that the advisory has just been put into place for FASD, but there's so many other harmful things. Would you like to tell our listeners about what harm alcohol causes in everyone's life?
Yeah, well I think alcohol's you know, kind of an extraordinary in many ways, given how prevalent it is in our society, but it's associated with over 200 medical conditions. So essentially there's no organ system in the body that is unaffected by alcohol. We've talked about FASD, but it's also associated with a number of other cognitive problems. Recently, heavy alcohol use is the main cause of early onset dementia, you know, which is a significant growing problem and causes a huge burden on families and others. But one of the other striking things about alcohol is it doesn't just cause harm to the individual who consumes it, but it causes a whole range of societal problems more generally. And so there are things like it's associated with violence, it's associated with criminal activity, it's associated with violent assault, it's associated with increased rates of accidents. So it really is, you know, kind of a remarkably toxic drug.
You've highlighted that Māori in New Zealand are disproportionately affected by FASD. What can our communities do to reduce harm within Māori?
Oh, yeah. So I think this is, you know, this is a big factor, and many of it relates to, you know, kind of common historical factors, you know, such as racism and disadvantage, which goes back many years. Unfortunately, because Māori are often overrepresented in many of our sort of statistics, such as, you know, unemployment, you know, sort of having less resources, we also notice that there's a clustering of alcohol availability in vulnerable populations. So I think one of the things we need to do is really, and this is one of the great examples of Arupu that's been driven by David Rata, but is about Māori taking charge of us and Māori looking at ways in which they can reduce the availability and take their communities, take steps to reduce alcohol, you know, related availability.
Would you like to see more widespread campaigning on the damage that alcohol can cause?
Oh, look, I think one of the difficulties with alcohol is that it's a big industry, and there's a lot of money made through alcohol, and there's a lot of vested interest in sort of wanting to minimise and normalise alcohol. So I think it's really important that we do talk to the other side, you know, about the harms of alcohol.
New Zealand clearly has an alcohol issue. What advice would you give to people who are navigating a challenging and normalised hazardous drinking culture?
So there are a number of really good resources availability. So I guess there are online resources to help people see put their drinking into perspective, to be able to... there are resources which help people to identify when they're at risk of harm from alcohol. There's some great both sort of online resources to help people reduce alcohol and also provide resources for where people can access help.
Where can people get help if they are struggling with alcohol use?
Probably the internet is you know, a great place to start. In most, you know, in most regions, there will be a range of resources available in the net, sort of outlining where people can go to get help. Sometimes they're not always in person, so there are online resources. Important not to forget things like Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, which is a great peer-led intervention which has been around for a number of years that people can access.
That was Sam McBride from Alcohol Action New Zealand speaking to me on alcohol harm reduction and FASD.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.